Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Well, it's a Tuesday night, a lovely Tuesday night in December, and I cannot even believe how warm it is out, but I am loving it. It's hard to believe that maybe we're going to have snow this year. I don't know if we're going to get any for Christmas, but in any case, and everybody says without further ado, and I find myself saying the same thing, but we're going to get right to it. We're going to get right to it because tonight I have a wonderful guest on my show, and his name is James Bast, and he is the director of the Greater Shore Concert Band. And I have seen this particular band, a 70-piece band, perform 3 times already at one of my favorite churches right up the street from me. And it's the Reformed Lutheran Church on the corner of Locust and Broadway Avenue in Long Branch. So please go and visit the church. It's a wonderful place. And you can also go and you can hear this great band. So Hello, Jim.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm really doing very well. Always love it when it's showtime, even though it gets a little nervous. And like you said, you lost your power. And thank God the power is to be. God put you right on there, right up there, right on time.
That's correct. It did.
Right on time. So in the promotion, of course, I told everyone, but I want you to tell us about it. So if you'll just give everyone an overview. And I decided because of your promotion, by the way, you've been inspired me. I'm going to do a lot less information in my promotion and leave a lot more for the show, for the people to discuss. So tell us all about your orchestra, this wonderful, I call it an orchestra, a symphony concert band. Tell us about it and how long you've been doing it, etc.
Well, the first rehearsal took place in September of 1967 in the Meadowbrook School of the Eatontown School District. It was began by a man by the name of Dr. Henry Melnick, who taught music in Newark schools for years, and then toward the end of his career, he liked the shore, so he came down to the shore, and he was hired when Shore Regional High School was first opened, and he was the very first band director there. He didn't last too many years because, like I said, he was on his way out of teaching and toward retirement. But anyway, he began the band in 1967, and we've been going strong ever since, always rehearsing in Eatontown Public Schools. They have been very nice to us. We have reciprocated by giving them some free music along the way, which helps out with their band program and their budgets to keep their elementary bands going.
Right.
In 2017, we'll be celebrating our 50 years as performers. I joined the band as a performer. I was, I guess, a clarinet player. I played in the band over the years, bass, clarinet. Actually, percussion. 1 year, we were having trouble getting percussionists, and so Dr. Melnick said, "Will you play a little bit of percussion?" I said, "So I said okay," because I had a music education degree and I could do those things.
Right.
But anyway, I joined the band in 1973, so I wasn't there from the beginning, and then I was under Dr. Melnick until about 1987, when he was. He became in ill health, and he was in and out of the hospital that year, so I pretty much took over. But I was formally given the lead in the band in June of 1988, so I've been the director since 1988.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's 28 years almost. So,
yes,
that's
right.
Quite a while.
That is a long time.
All right, so anyway.
Go ahead.
We're getting back to celebrating 50 years. About a year ago, I thought, how can we celebrate our 50 years? Now, one thing, Nancy, I didn't tell you was that we've gone on tour to Europe 3 times.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the first time was about 95. I don't know the exact date. But that tour we did England and Scotland.
Okay.
And then 5 years later, so about 2000, around there, We did Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. And on both of those trips, we went for about 8 days, and we did perform. We had enough instruments, and the instrumentation was good enough that we could perform. It was a small group, but we could perform. And then I put a trip together in 2005, I think it was, either 5 or 6, and we went to Italy. But we didn't have a good instrumentation, so we decided to just enjoy the trip, but it was under the auspices of the band. We didn't perform on that trip, but we did go to Italy. So we've been to Europe 3 times.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I wanted to ask you, taking us that big of a, 70 pieces, that's a big trip.
Right.
That's a lot of people to go on a trip, and it must have been really phenomenal to go to those countries, and to be able to play in another country must be really awesome, really awesome. I have friends right now that are actually in Cuba, and I had seen on TV last week that they had an orchestra playing, and it had to do with our relations, and I don't want to get into discussing that, the politics of that, but however, that's what it is really about, is having camaraderie between Cuba and the United States. But a friend of mine just now took some musicians over to Cuba for their huge jazz festival, and I was actually asked to go on a hopefully tour and be involved as a performer to Germany on the very next trip, considering that this one will be very successful, and I think it will be. However, getting back to this wonderful band, I'm telling you that every time I came to see you at the church, it meant so much to me because it immediately put me in, walking into the sanctuary there and seeing the orchestra in the front, gave me that real Christmas boost. You know, it really put me into the Christmas mood. And knowing that, and I have heard you play non-Christmas music as well. I've come to see you when you did other music. And I love it that you have someone that stands up and tells you the background of the music, because you can learn so much about it. And it's just enough to pique your interest, and then you play. And it's really a remarkable program that you have going, and I encourage everyone to see you, of course. And you also had a singer with you, and I don't recall his name, but when he sang the tenor, when he sang, I literally had goosebumps. And I took some photos, and I did put some photos up. I didn't put his photo up because I didn't know if he was traveling with your band or not. So I just put the band.
His name is David Smolikoff. But before I talk about David, let me just say that ever since I've had the band, I've always had an announcer. And I think I'm glad to hear you say that, because sometimes I wonder if the people think this is too much information. But see, you've already confirmed the fact that you enjoy hearing the information about the piece before.
Absolutely. And I don't think it's just because I'm a musician. I think anyone would like to know. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I actually saw a program. I was washing my dishes, and it was really late at night. I'm a night owl. And I heard this beautiful woman singing these songs, and they were the old classics, Hammerstein and, you know, all the old classics. And I had to go in because I just love those songs. I grew up listening to my mother. She was a singer. And I came in, and she actually was doing that. She would say, and now I want to give you a little background about the song that I'm going to do. And she would tell the author and say a little bit about him, you know, and about the song, and sing it. And I just thought, this is what I enjoy, because I don't know a lot of that information. And it was remarkable. And at the end, she did a song of a pop artist that was a friend of hers. But I could go on forever, and I talk way too much. That's my song my family sings to me. There's 8 of us. You talk too much. You worry me to death. But anyway, so tell me now about – so I loved it when you said this statement in the promo that I put. How do you get in to play at Carnegie Hall? So you can tell all the folks how – oh, and yes, and keep doing that. Keep telling the stories – about who did the songs and everything, because it's so important for not only for us to know where the songs came from, but what era they came from, what country they came from, and to be able to acknowledge the artist, you know, the songwriter, who might not have, you know, I just think it's wonderful. I think it's like give credit where credit is due, and that's what you're doing, and it's wonderful, so please keep doing that. Okay.
Well, I'm
now
glad
I want
you're
to,
saying that.
Yeah, yeah, oh, it's true.
I wonder about
and
that.
Yeah, very, very it's wonderful. And I want you to tell us now about how I mean, you swing it, use some, you know, current lingo, or California. I was in California 28 years. How do you swing getting a date in Carnegie Hall? Because
that's a very interesting story. About a year ago, I'm always looking ahead. Any good director always looks ahead. Okay, what are we going to do in the future? And I knew our 50th year was coming up in 2016, 2017. Just so people know, our schedule for the year is we begin rehearsals in September. We play 3 concerts in December. As you already mentioned, they were Christmas and Hanukkah songs. And then we begin again in January with rehearsals. And in late April and early May, we end with 4 concerts. So that's our year.
Wow.
So I was thinking about what we should do special. And some people mentioned a trip back to Europe or somewhere. And I thought, well, you know, not everybody goes on those. You know, it's maybe if you're lucky if you get 2/3 of the band to go because, you know, it is costly for some people.
Sure.
So I thought I ran across an article that's had a community band from Illinois, and the name skips, I forget the name right now, but I thought they were performing in Carnegie Hall that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wait a minute, if they can do that, why can't we do it? So to make a long story short, I contacted Carnegie Hall in, like I said, just about a little less than a year ago, and they were very nice people. It's 3 girls that pretty much run the show up there, 3 women.
Okay.
And they took information from me. They wanted my website, or the band's website, I should say, and they wanted a CD or two, so I sent that to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the head lady, whose name is Denise, she said that, well, now this will be a while till we vet you to make sure this is an appropriate organization and performing group to perform in Carnegie Hall, which you can understand that, you know, they want to check everything out, especially if they, you know, world renowned or something like that.
Absolutely.
So I waited quite a while, and we were contacting periodically. She had some questions, and I answered them back. And then in early October, because we're really way ahead of the game here, she gave us an offer. She said, I'd like to have your group come and play in Carnegie Hall. And the date is May 20th of 2017, and it'll be at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock at night. They tell you when and what date
right.
it will be.
And you show
we
up. That's right. That's right. Oh, you must have been absolutely overjoyed and thrilled when you got that phone call.
I was over thrilled, and I'm unbelievable.
You probably still are and will be until you get there. Oh, wow. It's just awesome. It's just a gift. It's really a gift well earned and deserved. That's for sure. You've put in, what do they call it? You paid your dues, Jim.
I guess. I don't know. But
that's what they say. You paid your dues. Oh, before I forget, too, I want to say this. Well, I guess I am putting, you know, patting myself on the back a little bit. But I think it was since I saw you, and I don't know, I think I might have emailed you when I reminded you about the show. I was nominated in the category of Top Radio Personality Supporting Local Talent at the Asbury Music Awards this year. Now, that's a hard nomination to get, I will tell anyone. So I was just absolutely thrilled, and I'm very thrilled for next year, and I hope that they nominate me again, because unfortunately they didn't like notify me that I was nominated. And when you get nominated for something like that, you must really toot your own horn, and you have to promote for voters. So I found out just by a friend saying, hey, Nancy, congratulations on your nomination. And I'm like, what? And I was up against national radio stations and everything. It was really just a phenomenal. And there were maybe, I think, 14. But I just was so thrilled. So I wanted to thank everyone. I wanted to thank the person or persons that nominated me as top radio personality because it meant a lot to me. And it will mean a lot to everyone that's been on my show and everyone that's going to be on my show in the future. So getting back.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, it was really wonderful. I sent them a little note. Thank you so much. Would you please make sure you have my correct email next year so I can promote myself, because I'm known all over the world pretty much, and I think I might have had a chance to win, but you know what the prize is? The prize was being nominated. Really? I was thrilled. I was just thrilled. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of shocked and taken aback. I was like, whoa. So anyway, I know what that feeling is like. Not to go to Carnegie Hall, but there's always the yets. Anyway, I just love your Christmas concerts and the other concerts that I've come to. I just love it. And you always have a singer.
Yes.
One time you had a female vocalist that knocked my socks off. You had a female vocalist 1 year, and I could not believe her voice. And everyone is just very, very, so professional. You know, the show is so professional. You're a great director because it moves so smoothly. And everyone in the room, I mean, there's just that feeling. Like I put it, talk about, too, getting really a little nervous. I got home tonight. I went to log into my studio, and it didn't say a show. I'm like, oh, don't tell me this. I promoted the show worldwide. Don't tell me. So I'm so grateful that I am able to go in and plug myself in and type it in really fast, and have my show, you know, go through. At one point, I'm like, oh, if they have cut off time, which they don't, which is so wonderful, because it is my own, it's Ryan Rocks Radio now, but it's, of course, I have a server, and thank God, they're so wonderful that, you know, I could go on at, it was, I think, 17 minutes after, and I'm typing a million, thank you that I learned how to, that my parents made me learn how to type in high school, but I'm sorry, but this is so silly. I put director of the Greater Shore Concert Band, and then I put about the prestigious Carnegie Hall, and I put prestige puss. I spelled it wrong. So I have to go in. Oh, we have other callers. This is wonderful. You're getting, you know what, you got a lot of attention. I've got to say, because most people wait till after the show and listen to at their convenience, but you've got a lot of callers, so you have a lot of people that are very interested. Unfortunately, I don't take calls because we don't have time. Even when I had an hour show and would drive to the studio in Trenton, I never had call-ins because then, anyway, go ahead, see, I'm talking. I forgot to tell you. Tell me, Nancy, keep quiet. I have to talk. So tell me more, please, because I'm so excited.
Well, let me tell
you
about our vocalist right now. Right now we have a male vocalist. His name is David Smolikoff. He was originally from West Long Branch. He graduated from Shore Regional High School. I met David when he was a freshman in high school, so he was quite young. And as soon as I heard him sing, I said to myself, this guy is going to go places. He is really good, even at this young age.
That's
and
I used him
then in high school as a vocalist for the band, and I knew once he graduated high school, I would lose him, and he would go on to his life, as many people do, because we do encourage young people to join our band, too, by the way. He made it into Juilliard, and he went to Juilliard for 4 years, and he graduated last May, and he lives in New York City in Manhattan. And he and I have been in contact with each other over the years, and I said to him, I said, David, now that you're finished your schooling, might you want to come back and sing with the group? And I really didn't think he would. But he right away said, yeah, I'd love to. Let me have the dates. So I gave him the dates. He said, oh, that's okay with me. He rehearsed with us a couple times. times, and as you heard him, he was absolutely fantastic, right?
Oh, yes, yes, and I took pictures of him as well, and I actually went, he's on Facebook, so I went right to his Facebook page, and I think that I friended him, and I told him that I would definitely like do a little mini promotion at one point, and maybe down the line I can have him on my show as well, but I'm so booked right now, I'm way behind, I don't know. I only do 2 shows a month. Because there's so much promotion that's involved in even, you know, a half an hour show. It's like incredible. It's like about 7 hours. And so I just, it's just the way it is. I think that he made the right decision. And I, being a musician, I was asked to sing with a band at one point, and it was for Light of Day that they do every year for the Parkinson's disease in Asbury Park, and they do it at all of the venues and at Paramount Theater. And so it was Al Chez and the Brothers of Funk, Hello Al, and he was with the David Letterman Show for 15 years as a horn player, and he has his own band now. But he emailed me and said, Nancy, I want you to come and sing with me at Light of Day this song, and I learned it. And it was my best experience of my entire life because I don't have a band. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I have a CD out, but I don't really have a band, and I never did that gigging thing. So I'm telling you that David, for David to sing with your band must be a tremendous thrill every time, every single song that he sings with your band. I can imagine the feeling that he receives because Al brought down 14 horn players and a few percussionists. We could hardly fit on the stage at the Wonder Bar across from the Paramount Theater, 5:30. The place was packed. And he asked me after they did 2 songs, called me up, and this is a great song. I've Got News for You. It's called A Great Blues Tune. And you could hear a pin drop when he called me up. And people had known me around and seen me occasionally sing with my guitar and do like rock and roll or do my own music, but they never heard me with a band like that. And I was just blown away. And I will never forget that night. And it was such a blessing to me and such a treat to me. So thank you, Al, for that experience. And, you know, Jim, I know because I'm in this business so many young, fantastically talented male and female young vocalists. So if you ever want any names or need, you know, want any contacts, I certainly have them. So you probably don't have a shortage either, but there's so many young and upcoming new stars in Monmouth County. It's incredible. But you know, to have a Juilliard graduate, that's, you know, I mean, that's the cream of the crop.
Right, right. But I will keep that in mind. If I would want some female vocals, I'll get back to you and you can recommend them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because, of course, you know, at the awards, there were like 15 different female vocalists that were nominated. And the girl that won the best female vocalist is in a band called The Dentist. And it's a very unusual, it's a pop, it's more of a pop rock, semi-punk, actually. And I don't know what her schooling is or her education, but she's a phenomenal singer. And there's another girl, well, I'll give a shout out, Erin Shewell. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal vocalist. So, but she's it's actually the Matt O'Ree band. And Matt O'Ree is, I'm giving these shout outs. It just comes out in conversation when I start talking about music. He just went with Bon Jovi, but he's got his own as a lead guitarist, and he's a singer as well. He's right up front with Bon Jovi from the very beginning. You know, first Bon Jovi said, oh, he's just a, you know, he's a rhythm guitarist, but he's not. He's a lead guitarist, a singer. He has his own band as well. And he won the best thing that's happened in Asbury Park over the years. So, I'm in the thick of the Asbury music scene. So if you ever, you know, are curious of what's going on, you can always give me a little jingling. I think that you guys should definitely go and play the and all the theaters. Talk to me about the theaters. I have all those connections. Yeah. The Paramount, the Strand, the Algonquin Theater, all of those small, beautiful, intimate theaters that would be great stages for your show. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I love those theaters, all 3 of them, and I know all the people that, you know, are in charge of those theaters. So please give me a give me a buzz if you want to, you know, get into any
okay,
of those
we'll
venues.
Do.
Yeah.
All right, now, with your permission, can I talk a little bit about the funding and financing of
Jim,
Carnegie Hall?
Jim, you can talk about anything you want, anything and everything, please. Yes.
Okay, well, going to Carnegie Hall and playing there, of course, is quite a bit of money, and I knew that. We all knew that up front, and the band is run by a board of directors. There's about nine of us on the board. They're all members of the band. And I had told them, I said, I expect this to be between $30,000 and $35,000 to play up there. And you know, we thought, boy, that's a lot of money, but we thought we could do it pretty well. Well, yeah. when the date was offered to us in early October, Denise informed me, well, it'd be more like $50,000.
Oh, good.
So right away, as I told our audiences this past December, I just said, well, this is too much money. We can't do this, even though it'd be a great honor to do this. But within 5 days, we had a group, a philanthropic group, contact us and tell us that they would give us $20,000 if we would match it, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000 in fundraising. Right. So that put us over the top. We were thrilled about it. And we've already begun our fundraising. As a matter of fact, I saw the treasurer today, and I believe we're at $5,000 and some already. So we're doing pretty well.
That's great. That's great. Well, I believe that you're going to reach your goal. I really do. I believe that you will reach your goal. Absolutely. And if you give me these little reminders, like even on a every 6 weeks, give me a little reminder, send me an email, I'll put up a little newsflash. And I'll put up a little fundraiser because, I mean, so many artists right now are doing the GoFundMe thing, you know, to even do their CDs. And I'm like, gosh, they didn't have that in my day. But today it's like people want to support the arts. They really do. And so if you'll give me a little reminder, I can put up like a Ryan Rocks newsflash. And then I can put up the show and the reminder and the date that we did the show and say, go ahead and give a listen. And please fund this wonderful band so that they can, you know, make their dream come true and be on the stage at Carnegie Hall. So, yeah, do that. Do that. That's something new that just came to my mind.
May I give the address if anyone would like to send a donation?
Absolutely. You can give the address, everything. In fact, you know what? Send it to me. And when I do the after-show promo, I'll put it right in because after the show, after this is, you know, goes on my page, and I'm going to be doing it. So not only tell it now, but send it to me either in a private message or send it to my email, and I will
copy and
paste it in the promo so that people will have it right there in front of them when they listen to this to the interview. And the interview is archived for all time, so that if people don't listen to it tonight, they'll be able to just go, they'll be able to bookmark it, and they'll be able to listen to it at their convenience. And this is a forever thing, this archived broadcast. This will never drop off. It's not like some sites where they give you 6 months and then you're dropped. This is archived because I have archived interviews from 4 years ago because this is how I got my start in radio, was with this same Blog Talk Radio. This is where I got my experience. And when I went back, I was still on, created episodes, and here I am. And they're huge, and I just love it, and they're so professional. So, go ahead with all your information. And I'll be writing it down.
Anybody can go to our webpage, which is greatershoreconcertband.org. That's greatershoreconcertband.org.
Right.
And once you get there, you will see a indicator that says Carnegie Hall donation form. And they can go right on there and get it if they'd like. Or I can give the address. You'd address a donation to Miss Kathy Mosher, M-O-S-H-E-R, who is the treasurer of our band. And her address is 80 Jumping Brook Drive. That's 80 Jumping Brook Drive in Lakewood, New Jersey.
I'm circling it as we speak.
01.
Yeah, I have that. I'm circling it as we speak. And she goes by Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E, or Kathleen, or what should I put?
No, K-A-T-H-Y.
Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. Okay. Kathy. I'll put Kathy in the promotion instead of Kathleen M. Mosier because I have that. So, well, that's
and
great because I already had in the
–
go ahead.
I want the listeners to know that we are a tax-exempt 501c organization. That means anything they donate to us can be taken off their income taxes.
Right. That's very important to note as well. Very important
right.
that you are very important. So that's fabulous. I'll put that in as well. It's a 503 because I was just asked to promote another nonprofit last night. I have so many already. But, you know, I never turn down a good nonprofit organization, never. So it's a 503 and then C, and then it's after that, what is it? I know I had it, but tell me anyway, there's another something.
Tax-exempt organization.
Yeah, but it says 503 and then C, and then after that, isn't there another number or something? Three? C3?
Oh, actually, it's in the code, in the tax code, it's under 501C, but then it places us into the 503C category.
Okay, 503C3,
yeah,
that's all.
Typical government, very involved.
503C, that's all I need. Okay, because
yep.
the one yesterday was 503C, and then after that it had another letter, so I don't know what that means, but you're right, everything's different. But it's nonprofit, and every single, it's fully funded. It's fully, all the money that goes to you will go to that, so.
Carnegie Hall, the matching fund, yes. We have to earn that $20,000 by May of next year. Gives us a lot of time, but, you know, we have to work at it.
Oh, gosh. You know what, Jim? The time goes so fast. Like, the time, it just flies.
You're getting older.
That's what it is. The older you get, the faster it goes. In fact, speaking of things going really fast, is there anything else because that you would like to say? Now is the time to say it, because believe it or not, our time is up. I mean, that's how fast it goes. But I think that we've covered everything.
And if you go to our website, like I said, it has everything on there, like when our concerts are, what the dates are, what we're playing, once it's determined what we're playing exactly.
Right.
You can
and I put the I put the website in the promotion, and when I redo this, when I send the interview everywhere, and all they have to do really is click right on it, too. It won't say you have to go to a website, go do this, go do that, go that for our interview. All they do is click, so it makes it very easy for them to do that. But I will make sure that I put your website address and the information about your tax-exempt 503C and where to send, that they can also send donations there, and that it goes toward your Carnegie Hall Performance Fund. Is that correct,
that's
the way
correct.
Of saying it? Carnegie
right,
Hall Performance Fund. Okay, great. Well, it has been delightful talking to you, Jim. I want to thank you so much for giving so much great music to everyone, you know, at all your performances. And you can see my face, smiling face, be there, and I'll be looking to see where and when you'll be performing next myself, because I really enjoy it so much. I got lots of great pictures, and like I said, thank you for taking the time out to be on the show. I wish you the best, and don't forget to mark your calendar and give me a little email every, like, 6 weeks, and I'll put up a little newsflash reminder.
I will
For a GoFund, you know, this wonderful Carnegie Hall experience for the Greater Shore Concert Band, the director, James Best. James, thank you so much. I have to go ahead and talk to people about my nonprofits. If you want to listen to them, you can. If not, you can hang up. It's up to you.
You're welcome very much, and happy holiday.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, joy, 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 joy to the world, peace, most of all, peace, world peace. That's my prayer. It's for world peace. Okay, bye-bye, Jim. Bye, Jim.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, well, everybody, we had another wonderful Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I really did have a wonderful time speaking with Jim about his orchestra. Please go see them. It's a pleasure, a real pleasure. You will leave feeling a lot of joy in your heart. My nonprofits, and I have to write them down, and I'm going to do that this week, are Helping Hands. First of all, it's Helping Hands of New Jersey. Gosh, I always do that. Then I stumble and fall. Helping Hands of New Jersey, Hitting the Streets for the Homeless, Minister Steve of Tent City, Lakewood, hometown heroes, Michael Schwartz. One of my recent ones, well, it's not so recent now anymore, but it's the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank. Please go ahead and help them. The SPCA, Monmouth County SPCA. I will be announcing, but not right tonight. I've taken on another nonprofit, and I won't be announcing it tonight, but I will be announcing it shortly, probably this month. And then now, of course, I'm going to be promoting also the nonprofit so that the Greater Shore Concert Band can get into Carnegie Hall. Also City of Angels. It's a recovery radio show. My good friend Allison Saho. My brain is just racking my brain. I have to type these things out and have them right in front of me because I've got so many now. If I've forgotten anyone, I apologize, but I will be typing these out and listing them boldly on all of my pages, and I will be promoting them as I promote all of my shows. Thank you, everybody. Have very happy holidays. And I guess what comes to my mind right now as I'm saying goodnight to everyone is that if you didn't tell a person in your family or a friend or anyone that you love them, pick up that phone, go in the other room, tell them how important they are in your life. And I do have a very special friend. I don't want to get teary-eyed up right now, but I do want to say, please, everyone that knows Mark Lipman of Lipman and the Lips, please say prayers for him because he is sick right now. And anyone that knows him, they love Mark and Joan Lipman. They have a comedy rock band, and he is struggling right now with pneumonia. So please say prayers for him. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. And thank you all for the Asbury Music Awards, too. It was a most wonderful and joyous occasion, and I had the opportunity to do a quick review, mostly in photographs. Good night, everybody. Till next time, God bless everybody. Bye.